What up? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Impact Sports Cincinnati podcast. My name is Chris Asbrock, and I am your host today. And as always, we are presented to you by Impact Sports Cincinnati. And finally, the University of Cincinnati Bearcats got that respect. College football playoff rankings came out last night, and the Cincinnati Bearcats are finally in the top four, and that is why I am here to discuss this ranking. There's latest set of rankings. Pretty interesting if you kind of go from top to bottom, seeing what the committee was looking at there. Starting at 25, they got Arkansas in at 7-4. The University of Houston at 10-1, which is going to be UC's next opponent. Or not next opponent, but after they end the season, the regular season, with East Carolina on Friday. So the day after Thanksgiving, they will face Houston. Comes in at number 24 at 10-1 in the AAC championship game. That will be determined on where it's going to be. If UC wins on Friday at East Carolina, they will host the Houston Cougars in that AAC championship. Coming in at 23 is Clemson at 8-3, like I said. 22 is undefeated University of Texas San Antonio. The Roadrunners come in, like I said, at number 22. San Diego State in at 10-1 at number 21. NC State at 20. Utah, who UC fans absolutely love now, they come in at number 19 at 8-3. They knocked off, they really beat the doors off of Oregon. So that kind of made it, you know, that was kind of nice to see. Wake Forest falls to number 18. They're at 9-2. Pittsburgh in at 9-2. They're at number 17. Another 9-2. Iowa, they come in at number 16. Texas A&M, number 15 at 8-3. 8-3, Wisconsin comes in at number 14. And then you've got BYU. They're 9-2. They're at number 13. Oh, Michigan State, fresh off of getting absolutely slam-danced by Ohio State, they come in at number 12. Again, Oregon at 9-2 as well. They are in at number 11. Oklahoma in at number 10 at 10-1. So now, really, to cap off the top 10, you got Ole Miss now at 9-2 at number 9. Baylor at 9-2 at number 8. Oklahoma State at number 7 at 10-1. Notre Dame at 10-1 at number 6. And Michigan at number 5 at 10-1 as well. And then you have Georgia, Ohio State, Alabama, and Cincinnati are the top four, respectively. Georgia, we all knew was going to be the case. That was well-deserved. They are right now, I think, the best team in college football. They've shown that all year long. Ohio State comes in at number 2, and let's be real, Ohio State, well, Georgia, I think, is the best team in football. Ohio State is playing the best football right now. Ohio State is looking absolutely fantastic, and they have a massive game coming up against Michigan. So, again, number 5, Michigan, at the Big House in Ann Arbor. That's going to be a fun one to watch. So that's going to have a lot of impact. Alabama at number 3. Again, like I said, they're 10-1. I don't get the Alabama hype. I mean, they just love it. I don't quite understand it as much. But the thing that I love the most is UC at number 4, fresh off of their beatdown of SMU, who, you know, came in playing some, you know, relatively good football, and UC really took it to them and really put up those so-called style points, as I say that with some air quotes. In terms of, you know, the way the committee did it, you know, they got it right. They certainly got it right. Georgia deserves to be number 1. Ohio State deserves to be number 2. You could flip-flop Alabama and UC, in my opinion. I don't quite get the hype right now of Alabama. You know, they will have Georgia coming up in the SEC championship. They still got to get through Auburn. That could really completely change if, you know, with that going down. But you got some big games coming up here. Michigan, Ohio State. You have Oklahoma State, and you have Oklahoma this weekend as well. You're still going to have the Big 12 champion. So conceivably, this could be very, very interesting to see how it all plays out. If UC goes on, if UC wins out, if they beat East Carolina on Friday afternoon, and then they'll end up, like I said, hosting Houston in the AAC championship game. They went out, UC's in. I cannot see them being overlooked in that situation there, regardless of how everything plays out. Even if Alabama knocks off Georgia, I still, because those two teams are already in. The thing would be Ohio State and Michigan. That could be interesting as well, along with Oklahoma State. Like I said, if Oklahoma State wins out, that would mean they would knock off Oklahoma, who is number 10, and then Baylor, number 8. Those are the two teams right now that Oklahoma State would end up facing in the Big 12 championship, obviously, with the Bedlam game this coming Saturday as well. So you could conceivably see a situation in where you're going to have Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma State, and UC all in the playoff, or depending on who wins the Michigan-Ohio State game, that could completely change the way things play out again in terms of how the Big Ten champion, you know, will come out of it. There's a lot to look at here. The key was the losses by Oregon and Michigan State. That really cleared things up. That was much needed for UC fans. And, seeing Ohio State dominate Michigan State like they did in a situation where it was not even close in that game. Ohio State blew the doors off of them right from Jump Street, and it wasn't even close. Therefore, Ohio State jumps up to number 2. Again, well-deserved for that to be the case. They come in, like I said, 10-1. Their only loss was to Oregon the second game of the year, I think. I don't put much stock into that now simply because of the way Ohio State is playing right now. They're playing just some ridiculously good football, and it's going to be an interesting matchup, especially if the way things continue to play out. If UC continues to win out, you know, if UC continues to win and they end up winning out, capturing the AAC championship, then you're going to have, like I said, an unbeaten UC. Georgia is most likely going to win out. They'll be unbeaten. So they're going to stay number 1. The question is, what you really have to look at is how you see the Big Ten playing out. That's going to be the intriguing one there. If Michigan pulls off the victory over Ohio State, which some people are saying, I don't see it. I'm a Michigan fan. That's a team I do. I've followed for my entire life. I still don't see it happening. Michigan's good, don't get me wrong. But I just, the way Ohio State's playing right now, I just don't see it happening. Very well could happen to where the Buckeyes come in and it's a letdown game. Fresh off the high of smacking around Michigan State, you know, could you see a game to where that happens? Yeah, it could easily happen. But I still think Ohio State gets it done. That will effectively eliminate Michigan. The key here is Notre Dame. This is where it gets interesting. You saw Lee Corso last week on College Game Day state that he could see a situation to where Notre Dame ends up leapfrogging UC at number 4 or number 3, depending on obviously how everything else plays out, as a one-loss team. I don't see that being the case. They can't. The way the committee has proven it already is that even with, you know, they put Oregon ahead of Ohio State early because of the fact that Oregon went on the road and knocked off Ohio State. That's the best victory so far in the country right now. The second best victory is UC over Notre Dame. In a game that UC went to South Bend and really took it to Notre Dame. That right there is enough really to put, to keep, to really keep UC over Notre Dame in these final rankings. Plain and simple. I think that's how it's going to play. I think you can't, to me, you can't justify the way it's played out. You can't justify putting Notre Dame over Cincinnati at this point in time. Even if UC wins, that's what I'm saying, if UC wins out. UC loses, they're done. It's not even a question. You don't even have to worry about any of this. That'll flat out be this. It'd be the simple solution that it's done. UC's done, and you know. But at this point in time, we don't have to worry about that because right now, UC's in a position to where they control their own destiny. You went out. If you go on the road and beat East Carolina at 3:30 on Friday afternoon, there you go. You put yourself in a position to host the AAC championship game against Houston, to where Nippert is going to be flat out rocking. Plain and simple. UC controls their own destiny in this case here. Houston's playing some great football. That's going to make it interesting. With that being the case, all UC has to do is control their own destiny. They just went out. They don't have to worry about it. You get it. You get it done. And you're good to go. So, you know, props to the playoff committee for getting it right again this time. You know, the way they had everything all set up, you just kind of, you know, the way it was done early on, all you could kind of do was shake your head. Now, you know, they were, I guess you could say their hand was forced by the losses of Oregon and Michigan State. That really forced their hand in putting Cincinnati at number four in this latest playoff ranking. So that's what, you know, that's what we're looking at right now. Again, you've got Georgia at one at 11-0, and then you got two teams in Ohio State and Alabama at 11-1, or 10-1, I'm sorry. And then UC rounding out the top four at 11-0. So that's what you want, and that's what you're getting right now. It's great to see. Again, they did it right. That's what you want. So it's going to be interesting to see how everything plays out now. This week, you've got some major games coming up with, like I said, UC heading on the road to East Carolina, a place that is not it's not an easy place to play. Thankfully, the game is at 3:30 and not at night on a Friday night. That could be just miserable to deal with. But UC, luckily, they got the benefit of the doubt there, and they're playing an afternoon game on the road at East Carolina. You've got Ohio State traveling to Michigan. You've got Oklahoma State in Oklahoma, like I said. So those are the big, big games this weekend. It's going to be great to see how things play out. Right now, again, UC fans, you know what? Stay humble, because, you know, this is just – stay humble and enjoy the ride, folks, because here – the University of Cincinnati Bearcats right now hold the highest ranking ever in the playoff rankings for a group of five teams. So good on them. The Bearcats should be proud. They should be hungry. They need to remain hungry. They need to remain humble and continue to go out and take care of business, folks, because this is going to be a fun ride these next couple weeks. Enjoy it. This is so much fun. We have to sit back and take a deep breath and enjoy it, because, guys, like I said, this is awesome. And, again, congrats to the playoff committee for nailing it. It was spot on this week, exactly how it should have been. And it's going to be great to see the chaos ensue as these teams really start to sort themselves out as we wrap this up here in the final couple weeks of the regular season here in this 2021-22 playoff season here for college football. So Again, wow, just awesome. Congratulations to the University of Cincinnati. Again, well-deserved, guys. It's, you know, again, stay humble, stay hungry, and, you know, continue to, you know, to do your thing. Go out there and win games. And you know what? You will be seated at the table with the rest of them, and it'll be well-deserved. So, as always, thank you guys so much for, you know, for tuning in to this episode here. I will be back. I believe it's been kind of, you know, kind of hectic, obviously, with the Thanksgiving holiday, you know, coming up here. It's been hectic to get a podcast out for the Bengals as we're going to recap the victory over the Las Vegas Raiders by the Cincinnati Bengals. So I'll look for that. That's the plan. We're looking at getting that out here in the next, you know, hopefully next day or two. That's the plan. So stay tuned for that. As always, thank you guys so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at I am Chris Asbrock and at IS Cincy. And you can always check out the website at www.iscincy.com. I'm working on an article right now, a pretty in-depth article, taking a look at it's an organizational review for the Cincinnati Reds. And if you've followed me in the past, you know my work that was on, I believe MLB Trade Rumors years ago when I did an organizational review for the Reds way back when. So do another one of those, take a look at the Reds and what we've got going on. I can't thank you guys enough for listening and tuning in. It's truly appreciated. And as always, for all your fitness needs, everyone's going to need it here because it's the Thanksgiving holiday and everyone tends to eat a lot. I'm going to try not to do that. I'm, you know, down 40 plus pounds, still on my journey to get on fat. So, that I'm still working. I've got about another 40 to 50 to lose. So we shall see. But again, as always here for your fitness needs, make sure you go to FNX Fit. That is www.fnxfit.com. And make sure you use the promo code BDiesel for 15% off of your purchase. That is a capital B and a capital D. Again, that's www.fnxfit.com. And use the promo code BDiesel for 15% off of your purchase. As always, thank you guys and have yourselves a very safe and happy Thanksgiving holiday week. And stay tuned as we'll be back to take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals as they will host the Pittsburgh Steelers this coming Sunday at Paul Brown Stadium. So stay tuned for that. Guys, thank you and have a safe holiday weekend. Take care, everyone.